Yes, this is Spice Radio, 1200 AM. You're with me, Natasha, and along with me in the studios is Mankiran. You're tuned into the Morning Buzz. This morning, we're connecting you to someone in Winnipeg who's actually made news, made headlines, and we're going to talk to Kyla Kamiri. And she is the wonderful coach and the owner of the One Family Fitness Center, who is behind Ron Bronner, who may not look like a typical weightlifter. He's all of 81, but he has some powerlifting skills to his name, and he has actually gone and made a provincial record by lifting 32.5 kgs in a powerlifting competition. A very good morning to you, Kyla, and thank you so much for your time this morning.
Hi there. Good morning. Thank you for having me.
I could send you some sunshine from Vancouver to you, but I hope you're having a wonderful day today there.
Yes, it is a beautiful day, and spring is coming slowly, so thank you.
So, Kyla, tell us about Ron Bronner. He is the man in the news, and he's a muscle man, isn't he?
Yeah. Oh, he's the sweetest old guy. He came to us, a friend referred him to me to coach him. He used to lift weights when he was younger, and getting older, you know, he knows how important resistance training is as you age, and he was looking to get back into just working out a few days a week and, you know, just staying healthy and mobile. And after a few months, he saw as a gym, One Family Fitness Center, we put on a powerlifting competition, and he was all interested in being part of it. So he started training for that. And, yeah, the rest is history.
Wow. Now, Kyla, what was his fitness level before and then, of course, after the training?
Well, it's been about 6 months. And when he came to me, he said he had hip replacement. His knees were very sore. He couldn't sit and get up without assistance. So he knew how important it was to start lifting weights and getting strong, because he could tell he was getting weaker and things were really sore and hurting. After a few months, his knee pain went away, and he was slowly able to squat with weight and get up. So 4 days a week, he would see me, and he will never look back, and he's trying to get everyone to do what he's been doing.
Oh, my God, Kyla, you know, this story has been no less inspiration for me because I am still, you know, resisting resistance training. I haven't gotten to it. So, and you did mention about the benefits. You want to tell us what are the benefits of, you know, getting into resistance training and what it has to do with age as well?
Yes, as we age, our muscle mass, you know, after the age of 40, I am 40. So, you know, your muscle mass will start decreasing quickly. Also, your bone density will start decreasing. So the only way to prevent this from happening is doing resistance training. You need to challenge your muscles. So lifting only 8-pound weights forever isn't enough. You have to be lifting heavy, which a lot of people are scared of or intimidated to do. So we suggest getting help from a coach, which is what Ron did. And, you know, that prevented him from getting injured because we showed him how to do it properly. So with guidance, I know a lot of people are intimidated. They have to go ask for help from a coach. And, you know, pains, joint pains will go away because you're moving and your body needs that to get stronger.
And what were the challenges faced by Ron on this journey? Kyla, there must have been quite a few.
Yeah, you know, he came to me saying, I can't work my legs,
right,
because they were so sore and he had a hard time sitting and getting up. You know, so all we started doing, you know, right away I told him, well, we're going to work your legs because we need to get them stronger. But all we did was very, very small movements, you know, little like high boxes that he would sit down on, and it was very tiny movements with slowly adding weight to it, which just, you know, his strength increased quickly, and he was blown away how much stronger he got lower body and upper body. Again, we would have to work around his hip replacement, his knee mobility. He had a little bit of shoulder. He had an injury that we had to work around. So everybody is different. That's why everyone needs to, you know, look for assistance, because we want to teach people how to do this forever. Like he said, he's never going to stop, right? So that's our goal, is to educate people on how to do it safely, so it benefits them in the best way.
You're right, Kyla, because I tried doing weights, and I'm a 40-plus woman, and I tried doing weights at home. I injured my shoulder, and then, you know, you just kind of get demotivated to do it again, and you're so right. You need to be coached to doing this the right way.
And we do virtual coaching. We do one-on-one. I do ages from teenagers to, 90 years old. So everyone's different, and that's our goal is, it's custom, right? So no one should give anyone a cookie cutter program, because everybody is an individual with their own challenges, and we work around those to get everyone strong.
And how often would Ron work out in a week?
Sorry?
How often would Ron work out in a week with powerlifting?
He would see me, we suggest 3 times a week. So that's what he started with me, was seeing me 3 times a week so I could guide him. And then he was comfortable enough, he would come on his own. So now he's working out for 4 days a week is his schedule.
And of course, there's no stopping him. And he's proven that age is no bar, and he's actually raised the bar for a whole lot of us. Now, I also can see that the One Family Fitness Center is a very robust group of close-knit members. So you were there to cheer him. So you want to tell us a little bit about the community there in Winnipeg?
Yeah, well, we are, we're a family-run business. We're not a big box gym. So we try to focus on making sure everyone feels welcome and not intimidated. So, we cheer on we call them our family, because everyone becomes family. And it's, fitness is our passion. So we try to educate everyone and hope that everyone will enjoy it and keep doing it.
And do you want to give any advice to people like me who procrastinate and have not yet gone into resistance training, which really will help us in the long run?
Yeah, everyone, life is crazy. We all know it. There's barriers, challenges. We suggest, if you have 10 minutes, do 10 minutes of, squats in place or lunges. Body weight exercises are great to start, because not a lot of people have weights at home. Bands, you can use bands. But number one, I would suggest reaching out to get help. But if you can just move, 10 to 30 minutes a day, start small, because a lot of people try to jump to, get too ambitious and then they quit, right? So start small and set goals and plans that are achievable for you, because everybody's different.
And you did mention that you have online classes. You want to tell us more about that, and how can people connect with you as well?
Yeah. People can email me. It's Kyla@onefamilyfitness.com. And we do virtual training. We have clients all over Canada, and we coach them, via email or Zoom. So we can do Zoom coaching, to help people with their form, or help people design a program based on their needs. So if people can't see us one-on-one, we will meet you online across the world.
Wonderful. That's the One Family Fitness Center. You can also Google that and you'll find that as well. Before I let you go, you want to tell us what's next for Ron now? Is he up to, what's he looking for next?
You know what? He is very excited, as he qualified for provincials, which is a powerlifting competition in Manitoba. So he'll be doing bench press in the summertime. So that's what he's training for. And yeah, sky's the limit for him. So on to the next thing.
Awesome. Do wish him all the very best from all of us here in Vancouver. And of course, a big thank you to him for inspiring us. I think I'm going to go and get to the gym soon after the show. Thank you so much, Kyla, for your time this morning.
Oh, thank you for having me. Thank you so much.
Have a beautiful day.
Oh, you too. Bye-bye. Take care.
Bye-bye.